Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I feel like we should play. I don't know if we can play it because I didn't listen to it, but I have music for the story we're about to do.
I just sent
it to you in Facebook Messenger.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Okay. Why do you think we can't play it?
Well, I'm just not sure what... I've never heard this band before in my life. I've heard the name, but I've never listened to the music.
So you don't know if it's cursing or
not? I don't know if there's cursing
or
not.
Why wouldn't you check it first? Why are you trying to...
Well, I just kind of looked just now.
Get us fired. I mean, I could always dump it.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I guess
that's not it. That can't be it.
What was I playing there? Oh, it was more
Alan Stone.
Alan Stone.
Okay.
All right, a little Black Flag.
No, Iced Earth.
That's what I said.
Founded right here in Tampa.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
John Ryan Schaefer. He's the front man.
Good looking video. Well made.
Well, he stormed the Capitol on January 6th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He's part of the Oath Keepers.
Hold on. So he sings in this band?
Yeah. He's the front man.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Dude, this is like a real professional made video.
Yep, and he's a guitarist in the band, too.
It's got over a million views, this video.
He pled guilty to federal charges in connection with the Capitol riot.
Well, there's nothing about that in this video. It looks like they're fighting the British in this video.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's agreed to cooperate with investigators in hopes of getting a lighter sentence, and the Justice Department will consider putting Schaefer in the federal witness security program.
Oh, okay. So he's turning. What's the term
what is that called?
Flipping on your people.
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to watch this video, make sure they don't curse and think at the same time. It's tough.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
He's 53 years old. And
is he?
Yeah. He was not charged in a case involving the Oath Keeper members and associates who are accused
of that voice.
Conspiring.
Whoa!
The Capitol.
Yeah, he could have busted out the windows with his voice.
Yeah, man.
Let us in! But Jesus, open the doors. This guy's got a beautiful voice.
I'm afraid of you ruining your vocal cords, but can you try to do a Storming the Capitol version of this?
I'd need an instrumental. Hold on.
Maybe you can find a... Let me see if I can find
it. Hold on, I got... to this
Earth.
Song?
Maybe I can find an instrumental.
I want to get canceled. Oh, man.
Oh, here we go. Iced Earth, the funeral instrumental. I'm going to send this to you.
Okay. That's crazy. Oh, my God.
With barrels ablaze at the Capitol building.
Oh, man, this is crazy. I mean, I don't know these people or their music, but, I mean.
It's cool.
It sounds good. I don't know. I don't know what he's about. I mean,
what can you do, coming any moment now.
I'm trying to focus in here. Try to channel what a Capitol stormer would sing about.
Oh, you know here what I
mean?
Go.
Yeah!
Yeah! This is a cover band you should do.
No way. I would die.
Iced Earth Insurrection cover band.
I can't, dude. I'm already having a headache. Two pipe bombs. Look at that guy. Dressed as an animal. I don't know why. Storming that place. Oh, my God. Somebody got a gun. That lady just died. Take the podium. Take the podium. Seriously, take the podium. Hey, I know that guy. He lives in Bradenton. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello?
Is this me?
Nope, it's you.
Hang on. Hang on 1 second. Not you. Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. Yep, now you're on. What's up?
Did I win the contest?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
What did you win?
We're taking the fifth Johnny asshole.
I win the Johnny B. Barbecue.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm on my way to my house right now. We're cooking. All we're cooking is Frank. So, are you ready to eat a nice ding dong?
No, I thought maybe you made something nicer than that. But
it's right, low budget, dude. Low budget. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny B.
Hey, man.
I have a question for you.
Well, I'm here for answers.
And maybe you can give me the answer that I'm searching for.
Who knows?
But do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii or just aloha?
Oh, boy. Mm. Yeah, good one, dude.
Through our trials and tribulations, death may be the only real peace of mind.
All right.
Insurrection rock.
I don't like it, dude. My head hurts so bad.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a skill set.
I'm sweating.
Sure.
That's not good.
Any Hoosier. That guy has Tampa connections, and I thought that was a good story.
So he's he is going to go into witness relocation?
Maybe, I guess he pled guilty. I don't know. I want to know what the penalty should be for those people.
I guess
I hear people saying
different levels.
They need to get some time, but it's like,
well, it depends on if you hit somebody, if you broke a real law, yeah.
Like, what would you be comfortable with as far as time in jail or prison goes for those people?
Well, it depends on what you did, like I said. Like, if you busted the windows and ran, it's like standard breaking and entering and trespassing.
Yeah.
So whatever that charge is.
I always like to use the example of, remember Antifa?
Yeah.
She was a little old lady. She had the flag and a bottle of water, and she's just in the Capitol building, and she's smiling. She's probably 70-something years old.
Yeah.
Like, what should happen to her?
Kill her.
That's what I want to know, because some people are calling it treason, and treason is you get put to death for treason. So is Antifa going to get her, you know, get in the gas chamber or something?
I don't know, dude. Yeah.
Nobody ever answers that question, or they just go, there needs to be some punishment laid down.
I honestly don't know the legalities. I don't know what all the charges would be specifically. To me, it looks like different people were doing different levels of crimes. I don't know.
It sounds like most of them are just going to be charged with trespassing.
Right. I mean, it's hard. Like, it's hard to go through and charge. Like, you don't think that all of them deserve the same charge. I wouldn't think. Because some people, like, hit cops. Some people busted stuff up. Some people stole stuff. And then some people were just there.
All right. What about the local guy stole the podium? What should happen to him?
Well, he theft. You know, grand theft. I'm sure that podium's
grand
worth.
Grand theft?
That podium's got to be worth a lot of money.
Grand theft is
over 500, right?
Is it over 500?
I don't know.
I thought it was in the thousands.
I don't know, dude. I don't know anything.
I mean, it's probably a pretty minor charge. And
whatever
they got the
charge is.
Back.
Petty theft?
Petty theft.
That's breaking and entering?
Sure that's a misdemeanor.
I don't know. Inciting a riot? I don't know.
I mean,
I
there's a lot of videos of cops just letting them walk in.
That's the thing. The people that got let in, I don't think they should be charged at all. The cops are like, come on in.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, man.
Yeah.
I'm still, my conspiracy theory mind thinks that this was all set up and they engineered this to happen.
Maybe.
I think there was some people that, you know, the Oath Keepers or whatever that organized it, I guess. I don't know. That's
I don't
what the
either.
News is saying, but I don't trust the news.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just curious because I keep hearing some people say that there should be punishment, but like what? Can you tell me what the punishment should be?
I mean, I guess they're trying to figure it out. I mean, I guess they've been scouring through all the videos and everything else. Mm-hmm. That's how they're like going and catching people months later.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they got teams of people, you know, going through all this footage.
Still haven't caught the bomber person, though. Remember the person that let bombs?
Two pipe bombs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Still haven't caught them.
That's because...
it was set up.
Hey, man. I ain't saying
me
nothing.
Me neither. I'm just kidding. I'm just going by what I read online.
I ain't kidding, but I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah. It's like during all the peaceful protests last year, they kept finding all these, like, caches of, like, Molotov cocktails and stuff. It's like, who's planning this stuff?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Who knows? I don't know.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.